All right, heads up. This is your last chance to join us in Calgary on June 22nd and 23rd. Whether you're a people pleaser that knows you need to be better in conflict, whether you're somebody that just wants to improve how you address your staff, how you talk to your kids, how you get over self-limiting beliefs, or just how you enact leadership in general, this event is for you. We go over persuasion techniques, power dynamics, how to control your emotions under conflict, and most importantly, we do it in a fun way. You get a lot of feedback, you get a lot of opportunities to connect with people from other professions, and overall, if you're somebody that just believes you learn through hands-on approaches and interacting with others that have diverse perspectives, you will enjoy it. I promise you. We keep these small group, highly interactive, very practical. And most importantly, you're going to take away something that transfers to every part of your life, whether it's parenting, business, coaching, you name it. Again, this is going to be June 22nd and 23rd. It's the only time I'm going to be in Canada this year and really for the next 18 to 24 months. So go to artofcoaching.com/events now. That's artofcoaching.com/events.
Check it out. Check it.
Welcome to the Art of Coaching Podcast. I'm Brett Bartholomew, and at a young age, poor communication nearly cost me my life. Now, I help others navigate the gray area of social interaction, power dynamics, and communication so they can become more adaptable leaders regardless of their profession, age, or situation. This podcast is for everybody who is fascinated with solving people problems. So if you're the no-nonsense type who appreciates frank conversations, advice you can put to use immediately, and learning how others navigate the messy realities of leadership, you're in the right place. I'm glad that you're joining us. Let's dive in. Hey, thanks for sitting down with me for another episode of the podcast. We had a really good response to a recent episode that was all about how to organize your thoughts and your ideas. Now, here's the relevance to anchor this, and then I'll talk about what this episode is going to be primarily focused on. When we want to communicate something more clearly or efficiently, it doesn't matter if we're having an argument, it doesn't matter if we're writing a book, it doesn't matter if we're just having a conversation with friends. Being able to get main points across and slow down all of our racing thoughts so we can really hit the core messages that we want to or that have the most gravitas is limitless in terms of its worth, right? And it's something that gets very hard to do. And for a lot of people, that could be because of their emotions or their thoughts just race. Maybe they're really passionate about a subject. Maybe they know too much about a subject. It's invariable in terms of the amount of things that continue to cloud our minds. So what I wanted to do and what many of you asked for is a little bit more in-depth episode on how I capture thoughts. We talked about them a little bit ago. We'll link that episode below. That was with Andrew Coates. But this is really going to isolate it. And I thought it would be helpful for a couple of reasons. One, or at least uniquely relevant, two, many of you know I'm currently finishing up a new draft of my book. The book is very dense in terms of a lot of the ideas that we talk about, but it's tricky because I have to be mindful of how much I put into it given the page limit count and the constraints I'm under with my publisher. So I have to make every word count. And that's tough given these things. So being able to really capture those things so I can edit it is huge. Another thing, and I don't know how many of you can relate to this, but I'm not a big outliner. I'm just not. And I believe in outlining. Don't get it twisted. I'll talk about my process with that too, a little bit here and more in a future episode if you'd like. But outlining can be very rigid for me. And so the way I tend to capture my thoughts, organize my thoughts, any of those things is really under a framework that I would just call like structured flexibility. I have some main themes, points, chapters, topics. And this, the word I use depends on if it's pertaining to a book or a presentation. And then I have a general flow of at least where I want that larger narrative to go. And then I go there. But even when I write right now, if you were to come look at everything I'm doing for my book, you would not see chapter one, main point, blank, blank, blank. Chapter two, main point, blank, blank, blank. I've just found for the type of content that I produce and most content in general, if you want it to really come across in a human and really usable way and not overly formulaic, something that puts people to sleep, It has to have a little bit more of an organic flow to it. Yes, you need consistency, but you can't get so caught up in rigidity. So I aim to do two things here, right? I'm not trying to give any of you this kind of, some people will just say, well, I don't want to outline ever. I don't want to have any organization. I just want to wheel and deal. Not a smart choice. Others that are listening might have a really, really locked in process, but then some of their personality doesn't come out in their points. They lose a little bit of their own voice. They lose a little bit of their own relatability. And so their expertise isn't really fully captured. So I want to give you a tip that will help you do both of those. Now, it's not ingenious. It just works for me. So one of the things that I do, and this is the main focus, is I use the Voice Memos app to really master or lock in my thoughts. Because when we talk about organizing your thoughts, remember, regardless of whether you're writing a book, doing a podcast, trying to have a conversation, or you're having a debate, anything like that, the first step to organizing your thoughts is capturing those things. But oftentimes, just like the majority of time spent writing is not writing. It's the ideas that flow or come to you when you're walking or doing something else. Most times we're not around a place where we have pen and paper. And even if we are, our thoughts can race so quickly that gets difficult. So for me, the Voice Memos app works really well, but there's nuance here. It's not like I just open my Voice Memos and start spewing thoughts. That would be an absolute mess. So I'm going to walk you through this piece by piece. I just did it today as I'm trying to work through a chapter. And remember, you can apply this anywhere. I'll give you examples as we go. So I go outside, I go for a walk. An idea hits me. In this case, it was for chapter 3 in my book. So what I do to limit overwhelm is I opened up my watch at the time. I have an Apple Watch. This is the main reason I bought the Apple Watch, by the way. I opened the Voice Memos app so I don't necessarily even have to have my phone with me. And I started off by saying chapter 2, and then I start talking out the thought. This does a couple things. One, of course, just being able to immediately use my watch or voice memos, right? Like that, there's just something about being able to have that instant capture, since our human, like our working memory, has a limited capacity. But two, starting it off with just saying chapter 2, that means that later on when I go back, and whether I use the search function or I'm just trying to label that voice note, I can organize them. So imagine, and I did, and I'm sure many of you do this the same way, imagine being done with your walk and you have like 10 voice notes that are all about chapter 2. Well, at least you can label them that. So when you're writing chapter 2, you can go back, look at that and say, okay, chapter 2, this was about complexity theory. Chapter 2, this was about resolving disagreements. Chapter 2, this was about overcoming self-doubt. All right, I have them all there. Screw the order. It doesn't matter, because you're not in control of the order that your thoughts come to you in. What matters is that you have those things down, and now you can start parsing them out. Now, I promised to give you an example in case it wasn't writing. Let's say you got in a disagreement, and one of the reasons you're upset is you just felt disrespected. Hey, be sure to check your calendar at artofcoaching.com/events to see where we're going to be next. We run workshops all over. Now, that said, we are human. We can't come everywhere. And believe me, we have people that the minute we go to Wisconsin, they'll say, well, when are you coming back to someplace that's 30 minutes away from wherever we went? No, we go all over the US. We go all over the world. We have a great group of people that teach our stuff. And we host a lot of events here in Phoenix, Arizona as well. If you want to get more frequent updates, you can also go to artofcoaching.com/begin. And that'll keep you abreast of everything from live events, online course sales, anything that we do, private communities, mentoring opportunities, staff development opportunities. So for events, go to artofcoaching.com/events. For everything else and to stay up to date in general, go to artofcoaching.com/begin. Either way, we'd love to welcome you to our extended family. Now, I promised to give you an example in case it wasn't writing. Let's say you got in a disagreement, and one of the reasons you're upset is you just felt disrespected. You didn't feel, and more importantly, you didn't feel listened to. Well, that's a core point that you want to bring up in that conversation to keep it from spiraling. So you could be walking, same scenario, whatever you're doing, milking a goat, doesn't matter. And you could open your watch or your phone and just say, reasons why I'm upset, not feeling listened to and being disrespected. and then talk out the finer details. Another one comes to you after you're done milking the goat a little, you know, you're complete, you've had lunch now. Reasons why I'm upset, not feeling listened to, disrespected, boom. And so again, it doesn't matter what order these come to you in. The fact is it allows you to get these things out. And when you can get them out and you capture them, then you can organize them, then you can shape. Capture, organize, shape. Capture, organize, shape. Organize and shape are different, right? I understand there could be a synonym there, but when I say organize, that just means like, okay, that could mean code for it. That could mean if you do want to put it on paper. Shape means like, how does this fit into the bigger narrative? When I'm writing a book, I want to capture all these things I'm interested in, a wide array of topics, not even worrying about where they fit yet. Then I can start thinking about, all right, I'm going to put this here. And as I shape the narrative, that gives a way to move forward. And you can use whatever you want, right? You can use whatever you want. So again, just to recap, instant capture reduces cognitive load. That's my first step and piece of advice for you to making sure that you are for organizing your thoughts more effectively. Capture them. Remember, you have a limited capacity. You think you're going to remember it when you get home. You won't. You'll have a million more thoughts that come to you. You want to reduce that mental burden as much as possible. When you reduce that mental burden, now you don't have to hold and manage all these ideas simultaneously. And the benefit of that is clear. Now you have clearer thinking, mental bandwidth. I know for me, that just allows me to now move on to the next subject. Because what happened when I didn't do this is I would have an aha moment when I was walking or driving or working out. And I purposefully wouldn't take my phone with me. And so I'd think, okay, I know my mind wanders, but I need to hold on to this so that when I get home, I don't forget about it. But then I knew a couple things. One, now I'm not freeing up my brain to solve other problems, because that is when your brain does it, when it's you allow your subconscious to work. And two, now I just kind of feel stressed out because I'm like repeating this thing constantly because I don't want to forget it. And even if I texted it, if I did have my phone, it just didn't work the same. The voice memos, they're there, they're stored. It's like the notes app in your phone. And I use a lot of those synergistically. If you guys end up liking this episode, I'll go deeper and do a whole series on how I capture thoughts, organize, outline, what have you. We do a lot of this for our speaker school, which is coming up. And even if you listen to this 5 years from now, go to artofcoaching.com/events. We always have events. We do a lot of this for our speaker school, our one-to-one mentoring when we help people with conflict resolution, how to give better feedback, people that want to write books, any of those pieces. All right, so that's a huge piece. And then when I say it streamlines organization and prioritization, remember, when you categorize your voice memos with specific tags or keywords, that just helps the retrieval process so much easier. So even when I'm done with my book, so to speak, and I want to make sure I didn't miss a core point, now I can go into my notes app, tag, you know, type in the word, say, okay, I got all those things down. I can go into my voice memos app, type in the word conflict resolution, being a better listener, whatever that is, see if all those are done, go into whatever. It just allows me to really stock, not just stockpile acorns, but be able to lock into those for that retrieval. It saves a lot of time and is really efficient. So I cannot emphasize this enough. When you have a lot of thoughts and elaborate thoughts and you need to compile your thoughts, the more systematically categorized they can be, all right? And that there doesn't need to be a formality. I'm going to open up my voice notes while I'm talking to you and I'll read one off. So one time I did, power dynamics chapter book, power dynamics chapter, how to deal with, there's an expletive there, book, power dynamics chapter, remember this for the ending, power dynamics chapter. So like it can be that all over the place. It doesn't matter. I still have power dynamics chapter book. And then I can go back and be like, okay, this was for the ending. This was for this, all those pieces. All right. And I do this for the podcast as well. Another benefit of those voice memos is it really serves as a rehearsal opportunity. Now, what do I mean by that? There's a concept called rubber ducky. The rubber ducky phenomenon, whatever. And it's essentially, they found that when people talk to an inanimate object about a subject, like if you're stuck and you're in a slump, when you talk to an inanimate object, or in this case, you can even talk to things like ChatGPT or whatever, you start to work these things out in your head. So there are times where I've thought I had a great idea and I pulled out the voice note app. And as I talked it out, I'm like, that's trash. And you don't want to judge too soon, but you'll know right away. There are some things that you just know, like, and it's okay for you to even say, hey, here's a note on the final chapter, or a note on a suggestion I have that could make our relationship better, not fleshed out, but here are my raw thoughts, and then just whatever. But that practice refines your verbal and your verbal expression and really helps you become a little bit more articulate. So you can go back and then listen to that and think, okay, I like the point I made there. Not loving that example I gave as I expanded on it, but I can move it around. Okay. And remember, you can also take these voice memos and you can transcribe them. That's a huge piece as well. When you transcribe them, some things can be missed too. One of the main things that can be missed is when you speak into something, there you capture that tone, that emotional resonance, and the urgency of that thought. And that too is so crucial for being able to, you know, really more clearly understand, all right, I felt really passionate about this, or this brought a lot out of me. I really need to hone in on that piece right there. So it's huge. So let's recap so far. What am I saying? If you want to clarify your thinking, minimize overwhelm, free up mental space, focus on thought capture. Don't worry early on about organization, anything. I love voice memos for thought capture. So I'll start the voice memo, anchor it with the core thing, theme, term, chapter. This is for the podcast. This is for a YouTube newsletter idea. Chapter one, reasons I'm angry, reasons I'm happy, whatever that is. I put that in there. And then I go back and I use the search function to say, all right, what are all the voice memos I have on that? And even if there's one common key word that you use, now you can pull them up. Now you re-listen to them, which gives you some reflective practice. And obviously you don't want to have like a 20-minute voice memo. Most of mine are anywhere from 10 seconds to 3 minutes. And now you start kind of just writing out. All right, you can put it, whether it's computer or freehand, you start writing those things out. Remember, don't worry about ordering it yet. Just put them on there. Then, all right, now I have all these things on the page. Man, I had like 20 points I want to make in chapter two. What are the key themes? Now I highlight those. All right, what's the larger story I'm trying to tell? Now I put them there. Just like if you're upset, and I keep using the upset example because that's when people's thoughts tend to get cloudy. I don't want to just vomit. All right, the key themes are I don't feel listened to, or I feel like you aren't taking the time to see things from my perspective. Here's why I don't feel listened to. Here's why I don't. Now, all of a sudden, all right, yeah, I have these pieces together. I get it. I can get that argument a little bit more shaped, a little bit more clear, or it helps with relevant different sections of the book. And now I can start doing these things. So, and as a final note, and this is anecdotal. This is something that as I've talked to other people in our community that have used this, because we've talked about it at previous speaker schools and things before, what they tend to say is more so than writing it down, just the ability to talk it out and express things emotionally helps them. They're like, that in itself gets rid of some clutter. And I don't know if you're the same, but I really can appreciate that. I too have found that I can write something down, but sometimes I just really need to talk it out. It's like almost this poisonous gas that's in me that I've got to expel because the idea is so big or so important, or I just feel like I need to say it and I don't want to overwhelm anybody else around it. And I'm not sure that I could write it out fast enough. So just talking it out now, it's like, okay, the anxiety has been reduced because I got it. I can go parse it later. I can code for it. So I don't want you to underestimate that aspect as well. So I would love to know if this helped, if you want more like this. Remember, the key talking points are organizing your thoughts requires great thought capture. The more you can lean on something that allows you to capture that stuff instantly in real time, preventing those ideas or crucial feelings from slipping away, right? That's step one or really benefit one. Ease of use. Most smartphones have a built-in voice recording app. I tend to use my watch. I'll even do this in the shower. I know I'm giving a visual you don't want to have, but in the shower, I'll utilize it. And I think that's a hidden part that if I were to go back and do this episode again, I'd also say is maybe it's worth tracking where are the areas that ideas tend to come to you. For me, it is when I'm walking, whether that's out in nature or anything. It's just the rhythmic meditative aspect of that. Or it's when I'm in a hot shower, or it's when I'm in the hot tub. I don't really get a lot of my best thoughts when I'm doing something strenuous, like boxing, hitting the heavy bag or lifting, because those are so CNS intensive and all consuming anyway, at least for me in the way that I train. So for me, it's got to be a low intensity thing outside, relaxing. We all know about the warm shower effect. So label those things. And that's a huge piece too. And that ease of use is critical. The third point being that organization, going back and being able to categorize, name, or code those recordings, that turns that chaotic, holy shit, now I got 20 voice notes on this. What do I do now? Well, at least you got them all named. Go back and listen to them, and that refamiliarizes you with the concept. That allows you to also edit. You're like, well, that one seemed good at the time, but that's not good, and I don't understand that, and I need to revisit that. And then being able to just tie those things into the larger goal of you being able to take action on loose thoughts, because that's really what that's about. When people deal with overwhelm and just overload, they never turn action to those thoughts. That's why so many books go unwritten, so many things get left unexpressed. That's why certain people that want to speak in front of crowds more or even just share something online, or they never do it. They'll talk themselves into, well, I don't have the time, or, you know, well, it doesn't fit with my life. And it's like, well, I bet if I gave you a really simple way to capture and organize your thoughts, you'd want to do it. So understand, are you not doing it because of just some of the inertia involved, or because you've convinced yourself that nobody really cares to hear what you have to say or learn or any of those pieces? So anyways, I hope this helps. Try to give you behind the scenes stuff. Try to do some episodes like this without experts or anybody else coming on, because we're really big on real world right now type solutions. Let me know if anything's unclear. Also, if you're somebody that likes kind of diving deeper into this stuff, we have a Mighty Networks community. We try to get people off social media. That way we can have more in-depth conversations. Myself, my wife, our operations director, our facilitators sound off. We share a lot of stuff there that we'll never share on social media. It's really simple. You can just go to artofcoaching.com/community. We share a lot of little behind the scenes tips like this. So if you want more of that, check those things out. Share this podcast. I always appreciate you, and I hope I provided you with some value today.